ability to make plays with his feet certainly gives us a weapon that defenses can't prepare for. You know, that's good to see. I mean, last week versus Miami, I believe it was the first play of the second half, we had like a six-minute drive. You know, that was good to see. You know, it was good to see the conversions that we had on third down also. You know, but with that being said, Jake is making progress. He's developing as a player and starting to understand his comfort level. You can see that in his performance.
I guess I was kind of focusing on what Henny has done. I mean, do you hate to kind of see that he kind of comes into this matchup against the Titans coming off a pretty impressive showing against the Texans?
No, I mean, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less. You know, he's a backup quarterback, but he's still a pro quarterback. He's been a starter in this league before. So he knows how to prepare and have success. I mean, there really aren't too many things that you can do defensively that most pro quarterbacks hadn't, you know, have seen. You know, these guys are very familiar with defenses. You know, but certainly we'll devise a game plan that can make them uncomfortable and try to take advantage of the things that they like to do concept-wise. You know, the more we get familiar with this team throughout the week. You know, we're just getting back to the things that we had the most success on throughout the season. You know, a number of things. And, you know, the bye week really is a good time for coaches to do that evaluation so we can see where we had the most success. You know, a lot of times to just kind of get cluttered a little bit because you're week to week and studying your opponent and really don't have much time to do a self-scout. That's what the bye week is for. So it was good to see and know kind of where we've had success and where we've been good at. And, you know, it's late, but we got to keep that up and be strong where we are strong and understand the things that gave us success throughout the year.
In your heart of hearts, does this team have a final push here, you know, six in a row, five out of six, whatever, you know?
Well, I tell you what, it certainly feels good to have that bye week last week, and I think the guys really took advantage of it, and we should be a little bit fresh, so to speak. And you know, we had some injuries, so guys had a chance to heal. But six games left, man, and our season lies in these next three divisional opponents coming up. And I don't see any of them as easy wins. Certainly gonna have to work for them.
No room for error.
No room for error. We've already made our mistakes, putting ourselves in the hole that we've done, winning out of the four of the first 10. You know, we have a chance though, and that's what you'd like to see, and that's what you'd like to know. We still have a chance.
Saying how bad you were playing, or just George.